Let us pray. Lord, I ask that to all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to talk today about wastelands. Have you ever been in the wasteland? The wasteland is the place of no hope. The wasteland is when there is chronic illness. The wasteland is when there is grief that will not end. The wasteland is when we feel that there's absolutely no hope for the future. Have you ever been in the wasteland? And I want to talk today about leaving that wasteland behind. There are two great men that talk about leaving the wasteland behind. The first is Isaiah, and the second is the Apostle Paul. And when Isaiah was talking about the wasteland, the desert places, the awful things that were happening to Israel, when he was speaking, it was a dreadful time in the history of the Jewish people because they were hundreds of miles away from home. They considered the place where they were a wasteland because it was not home. They tried to make the best of it in exile. But you know, when you're far from home, there's always a longing for home, even if you have a good life in the place of exile. The home that they treasured was a wasteland. The buildings had been destroyed. The temple was uninhabitable. And Isaiah wanted to give the people hope. Now, how do you have hope when there's no hope? And he said, in order to have hope, you have to look back. He said, first of all, you have to look to the rock from which you were carved out. And what rock is that? We call God the rock of ages. We call Jesus our rock. We have to look to the rock, to the who we are and whose we are. And he said, not only look to the rock from where you were carved out, you've been made of wonderful stuff. You're the children of Almighty God. He said, you have to look to your ancestors. And he mentioned two ancestors, Abraham and Sarah. And if you remember the story of Abraham and Sarah, they were old people when God said, leave everything you know and you have and go. And they said, okay. I don't know if I would have had that kind of faith. All right, yeah, I'll go. But then he said, and I'm going to make you a great nation. And they said, there's one slight issue with that. We're too old to have children. And God said, you let me worry about that. He said, look to your ancestors who had the faith to believe. And so when I think of my life, when I'm in those wastelands, I look to my ancestors. I look in particular to two grandmothers, the one on my father's side, the one on my mother's side. On my mother's side, my grandmother had 11 children, but three little ones died, two boys and a girl, from childhood diseases that are now routinely vaccinated. She had a husband who was illiterate both in the Italian language and the English language and could only get part-time journeyman work whenever it was available. They lived in abject poverty. But when I was a little girl visiting their home, I did not find a bitter old woman. I found a woman filled with faith, filled with joy, always looking at the future with hope. Why? Because she knew about the rock. And her life was not grounded in circumstances. It was grounded in Jesus. My other grandmother, Gibson, her husband worked in the minefields in the coal industry. And that's how he fed the family. And all of his sons went into that industry in order to live. I never met my grandfather because he died of black lung disease the year I was born. She lost four adult sons from those kinds of diseases before her death. Four of them died. I didn't meet her until I was 9 years old, but I didn't meet a bitter old woman. I met a woman filled with faith and joy. And when I went to her funeral, I was surprised to see the whole community out. And the funeral was one of joy and peace because that woman knew about the rock. So when we're in those situations where we feel like we're part of a wasteland, we need to look around us to our ancestors. Now, maybe your ancestors were not that faithful. And maybe you can't look back and say, well, they were great people of faith. Maybe they were slugs. So if you can't look at your own ancestors, then look at Abraham and Sarah. Look at the people in this community who have been people of faith. Look at the people you admire and think about their lives. And then Isaiah makes a startling remark and a startling promise. He said, maybe if you look at the sky and one day it's blotted out, perhaps if the earth is worn out and can no longer contain life, even if all of life ends, my word, my salvation, my deliverance is forever. And you know what? Forever is a long time. Forever is longer than that situation you're facing right now. Forever is longer than the grief that grips you. Forever is an awful long time. There is nothing that can happen in this life that God cannot take and make beautiful. Forever is a long time. Then we have the Apostle Paul, who speaks of, if you want to get out of the wasteland, if you want to leave that behind, you have to transform your mind. You cannot be conformed to the patterns of this life, to what this life tells us. We have to be transformed and think like God. Conforming to the patterns of this world means that when it's hopeless, we wallow in hopelessness. When there's no way out, we buy into that paradigm. Conforming to this world says that when I'm in trouble, it's okay to lose my ethics and my moral center as long as I can take life by the horns and change things for my benefit. Conforming to this life's values means that when I feel hopeless, I can just turn everything in on myself. And Paul says, don't do that. Transform your mind. And by transforming our minds, we connect our minds and our hopes with God. And we ask God what God's will is in this situation. For you see, hopeless people, people in the wasteland, will not be generous because they feel that they don't have to be hospitable, they don't have to help people, because after all, it's hopeless and they have nothing to offer. People in the wasteland will not stand up and teach because, after all, what's there to teach? Have nothing to say. People in the wasteland will not exhort. People in the wasteland will not minister. So we have to get out of the wasteland. And we remember to do that by aligning our minds with the mind of Christ. Have you been in a wasteland? We cannot change circumstances. Sometimes circumstances are simply awful. We cannot wave a magic wand and make them disappear. But we do have control over our responses, and we have a way out of the wasteland. Let us change how we think and how we behave. God's word says, I am with you until the end of the age. And that's an awfully long time. Let us pray. Lord, I ask for that one who has been wandering in the wasteland, for that one who says there is no hope, that one who's turned inward instead of outward. Lord, I ask that you would plant that seed of hope, of joy, and of peace. In Jesus' name, amen.